Morning, everyone. It's 8:30. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. If we can do a roll call, starting with David.
David Jordan here.
Kirby Metoxin, present.
Lisa Summers, present.
Dasa Hill, present.
Ernie Stevens, present.
Jenny Webster, present.
I guess I'll do the opening this morning. Nen onegli suha ji sego ina de wan ye ro hari da tin du hak kin kwat ni go aguego es ji e dwa hwe nuni ngwa ni go da tin we la du nen ka hyun dis awa hi ji sego ina de wan ye ro hari da tin du hak kin kwat ni go aguego es ji e dwa hwe nuni ngwa ni go da tin we la du nen onon kwat togo ji sego ina de wan ye ro hari da tin du hak kin kwat ni go aguego es ji e dwa hwe nuni ngwa ni go da tin we la du Nen oyun kwa u, ji sego ina liwan yero hari da tun du hak yin kwa ni go. Aguego es kaji e dwa hwe nuni yin kwa ni go la day tino we ladu. Nen asa nate gunda hundele, ji sego ina liwan yero hari da tun du hak yin kwa ni go. Aguego es kaji e dwa hwe nuni yin kwa ni go la day tino we ladu. Nen galunda suha, ji sego ina liwan yero hari da tun du hak yin kwa ni go. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni ngwa nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nen gundilia suha ji sego ina liwan yero hari da tinu duha kin gwa nigo. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni ngwa nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nen gunjokwa ji sego ina liwan yero hari da tinu duha kin gwa nigo. Aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni ngwa nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nen ojita suha ji sego ina liwan yero hari da tinu duha kin gwa nigo. Aguegos kaji e dwahwe nuni ngwa nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nen owela suha ji sego ina liwan jiro hadi da tunyo duha kin gwa nigo. Aguegos kaji e dwahwe nuni ngwa nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nen ladi sagayon deze ji sego ina liwan jiro hadi da tunyo duha kin gwa nigo. Aguegos kaji e dwahwe nuni ngwa nigula dai tinoe ladu. Nen yo dahalo sunko jiha ji sego lona liwan jiro hadi da tunyo duha in kwa nigo aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni kwa nigo la dai tinoe ladu nen yunki sota we nidale ji sego yunki nigula dari da tu yundu hak in kwa nigo aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni kwa nigo la dai tinoe ladu nen yochi sto kwalu ji sego ina de wan ji ro hari da tu yundu hak in kwa nigo aguegos kajia dwahwe nuni kwa nigo la dai tinoe ladu Nen gaye ni yungwe dage, ji sego ina liwan jiro hari da tunyo duha kin gwa nigo. Aguegos kaji e dwahwe nuni ngwa nigo la dai tinoe ladu. Nen skana dalio, ji sego ina liwan jiro hari da tunyo duha kin gwa nigo. Aguegos kaji e dwahwe nuni ngwa nigo la dai tinoe ladu. Nen sunkwa e disu, ji sego ina liwan jiro hari da tunyo duha kin gwa nigo. Dane. Okay, so our next order of business is the adoption of the agenda. Is there any changes to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
The agenda should be adopted as presented. There's no requested changes, additions, or deletions.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the oaths of office. We have the Oneida Police Department. I have Paul Kopka, Christina Bluebeard, Brian T. Dockstader. Please come forward.
Hereby promise
to uphold
the laws of the
best of my ability.
And on behalf of the Oneida, on behalf of all people in the Oneida community,
and on behalf of all the people in the Oneida community,
with honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity,
honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity,
and will maintain confidential information,
and will maintain confidential information,
with the strictest confidentiality.
With the strictest confidentiality.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
As an officer of the Oneida Police Department.
As an officer of the Oneida Police Department.
Okay, our next order of business is the minutes to approve the December 13th, 2017 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is we have the adopt resolution entitled Amending Resolution BC 114-09F, the motor vehicle fuel tax exemption. Michelle?
Good morning. The request to amend the gas tax resolution is to comply with the audit that was completed well over a year ago with the Open Roads Program. The audit identified there were two things that we needed to do, and one was to update the commercial charge list and the inter-tribal charge list on a regular basis and limit the amount of fuel that could be purchased using the Open Roads Program for gas tax exempt tribal members.
Lisa?
Could you just clarify how this may or may not impact any of the fleet vehicles? I know that there are very few that hold 30 gallons, but I think we might have one or two of the larger dump trucks. So can you just explain how that does or does not impact that?
So on October 1st, the nation switched over from the fleet program that was manual done at the stores to a fleet program through ExxonMobil. There is no limitation on gas tax for fleet vehicles. We moved it to an automated system, so it will not impact commercial or inter-tribal charges. It will impact those tribal members who have larger vehicles that hold more than 20 gallons. The average vehicle holds 15 gallons, so the 20-gallon limit for the Open Roads Program is appropriate. We're recommending 30 gallons, and one of the things that we did is averaged out how much fuel gas tax purchases were. We took out all of the commercial fuel purchases using gas tax exempt, and we took out all of the purchases that were less than 20 gallons, and the average gallons between over 20 was 28 gallons. So the 30-gallon potentially impact, I believe it's less than 150 of our tribal members who purchase fuel. One of the things that we would do if the resolution was approved is there's a communication plan included in your packet that includes communication to those members at the point of sale, and a letter will go to those members who regularly purchase more than 20 gallons of fuel. We were able to identify that using our POS system and the gas tax information that we have. And then we would do bag stuffers for those people who purchase more than 20 gallons at the register. And there would be an article in the Gully. I believe the draft article is also in your packet.
Any more questions for Michelle for the resolution? Jenny?
You said bag stuffers?
Yep. You know, they're just little postcards that'll be stuffed with your purchases. Okay. Sorry. It's a term I'm...
Okay.
Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adopt resolution, BC resolution entitled Amending Resolution BC 114-9F.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you, Michelle.
Next on our agenda is Legislative Operating Committee. Accept the December 6th Legislative Operating Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up under LOC is to accept the update regarding the Children's Code.
Okay, I can give you a little rundown of the update. So what you have in your packet is the first quarterly update for the implementation for the Children's Code, and it goes through the various entities that will be involved in that implementation and what implementation tasks they have accomplished so far. So if you look at the Oneida Family Court, for the appointment of the family court judge and the hiring of the family court clerk, both those positions have been posted and are going through the process right now. The family court has also been working on the recruitment of guardian ad litems and has currently found 4 community members that have shown an interest in signing up to be a guardian ad litem. If you look at for the Oneida Police Department, the Oneida Police Department has made outreach to other law enforcement agencies in Brown and Outagamie County in September and October. And the police department has met with the Indian Child Welfare Department to have an initial meeting on creating a memorandum of agreement between the two departments that would outline the roles, responsibilities, and communication. For the Indian Child Welfare Department, there's been a lot of effort into planning and preparation for the ICW department expansion. And if you look at the document, it lists the various things that have been done. For hiring, this document says 4 of the 5 ICW job descriptions have been updated, approved, and posted. And since this document, the 5th position has been posted now. So that only leaves one position that's not currently posted, and that position is the paralegal position, which is currently being developed and is not supposed to be posted until 6 months prior to implementation. The ICW department has also worked with the Oneida Trust Enrollment Committee on creating a memorandum of agreement that would discuss using the database during off hours, and that agreement is currently in its final approval process right now. And then the last subsection is the 161 Agreement Subcommittee. They met on December 5th to discuss the status of the 161 Agreement negotiations. And they plan to meet on January 2nd and then on a monthly basis thereafter to secure the 161 agreements. So we can end the update with some concerns. And the first concern involves the hiring process. The original implementation plan allowed 3 months for the hiring process of the new positions. We're a little behind that, which it's not a large concern yet because they're currently in the process, but depending on how long it takes them to get in, this could lead to delays later on because much of the implementation can't occur until those new people are in their positions. The second concern has to do with the 161 agreements. Although the BC approved the 161 agreement and directed that the subcommittee begin negotiations with the county, no formal contact has been made with Brown or Outagamie County, so we're still in the same place. Additionally, the implementation plan requires that the various departments enter into memorandums of agreement with Brown and Outagamie County, and no update has been provided on whether those agreements are currently in development or not. So that's a quick update on the Children's Code implementation.
Lisa?
I have 2 questions. The first one is just wanting to know a little bit more about the status of the outreach that the police department did, and I see that Chief Mboxel's here, so maybe or if you have information. It just says that the outreach was made, but it doesn't say if the outcome was positive or if it was not positive or if there's any additional follow-up that needs to be done. And then the other question that I have is regarding the 161 agreements. I am highly concerned that no progress has been made in this area yet to date, because we are in the middle of starting the next year's budget process, and we need to understand how to budget for this area. And if the agreements are not in place, that means higher tribal contribution on our end. So I need a little bit more detail on that as well.
Yeah. For both of those, I do not personally have the detailed information you're requesting. I know that Chief Rimboxel said he met to inform the police departments that the nation is looking to take over jurisdiction in those areas, and in the future, we would have to figure out how exactly that would work. In terms of the 161 agreement, I'm not sure why it's been delayed and no contact has been made.
Michelle.
Thank you. Michelle Gordon with the Law Office. So we have a team put together for the 161 agreements. There's been a lot of difficulty in getting contact with, her name is Rosemary with Outagamie. I think the decision when we met was that we wanted to work with the 161 agreements with Outagamie County first. Once that was in place, kind of moved to Brown County. The contact has, George Scandador and Rosemary have a good working relationship, and so they were to connect. And my understanding, there's been a lot of difficulty getting that connection to happen and the meeting to happen between George and Rosemary. My understanding is that they have now met. We are having ongoing meetings once a month to keep this moving forward. And it's my understanding that George was going to contact Rosemary again to find out what she felt the next steps were in regards on their end of the process. We did provide her with a copy of our draft of the 161 agreement so that she had that to review. And then George was going to contact her to ask her what she felt the next steps were on their end to meet. So it's my hope that I'm assuming probably after the new year, we're going to be getting that meeting together, or at least hearing from Outagamie County what their position is, since they do have a copy of the 161 agreement. I've made contact with Brown County to find out, with my connections in Brown County, to find out who the correct people are to get that process started. And so, because I don't want to wait anymore because Outagamie's taking so long. I think, and I guess you could guide me further, I think because Outagamie's taking so long, I kind of just also want to move forward with Brown County instead of waiting for Outagamie County. And so I was going to start making those connections, and I have the two names of the people in Brown County who I need to get started with that process in Brown County.
Brendan?
Yeah, I guess one option, I guess, when if it comes to it, just to be in contact with us, if we need to push down from the county executives and then just ask where this is, and we can push from that level.
Okay.
I don't want to wait too long to do that. It's just a simple call. So, yeah, I just like to keep it moving along. 161's, I don't know, it'll vary greatly in our budget and how we need to, since we're developing it right now. And I know this, the lateral movement's a little difficult, having difficulty with the department, people moving. I think that's always an issue within Oneida, is just getting the open spot, and then that spot opens up, so it really takes away like 21 days or so, depending on what level, what type of applicants we get. So, but I also did hear that some of the county workers might apply, which would expedite their learning curve and would decrease the training time for the implementation as well.
David?
Motion to accept the first quarter update regarding the children's code.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any more discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is to adopt the domestic animals rule number 1, emergency rules, licensing fees, fines, and penalties.
Thank you.
Lisa?
I'm not sure which one of you guys can answer this, but I'm really looking to understand why this is an emergency.
Under the old law, the licensing and the penalty schedule is actually incorporated into the law, and that changed under the new law. The new law authorizes certain things, including licensing and fines and penalties. And in order to have the licensing collection and the fines and penalties, the schedule actually has to be incorporated. One significant piece of the licensing is the vaccination for rabies. So it's a significant disease control mechanism to be able to collect the licensing fees and ensure that people are in compliance with the law. In addition, for the fines and penalties, it's a mechanism by which to ensure people do comply with the law. There are significant penalties when it comes to dangerous animals and then vicious animals. In terms of the vicious animals, there is a separate mechanism by which the judiciary can order destruction, and that's independent of the fine and penalty schedule. But in terms of dangerous animals, there are additional conditions that can be ordered under the fine and penalty schedule. In addition, with the citation issuance, there's actually a format that goes along with the citation, and there's some process written onto the back of the citation. So that is important as well.
Lisa?
And when did the new law go into effect?
It goes into effect on the 1st.
I'm just having a difficult time understanding why this is an emergency on our table now when we knew that the law was being implemented on the 1st. And I don't know if this is to herb. I don't know at this point, but
so
generally when we take action on an emergency basis, it's due to health, safety, and general welfare of the Oneida Nation. And enforcing compliance or enforcement or compliance, I'm not what happened. So what would happen if we didn't approve it under an emergency basis at this point?
An officer would not be able to assign a penalty or a fine.
Okay, so in absence of this, they wouldn't be able to do anything if there was a call for a vicious, they wouldn't be able to use county rules or state rules or...
You could do that.
Because I disagree with that, and I guess I need to understand a little bit more.
So the background, I think it was when we were going through to do the transition to this, the new Chapter 304 was brought forth to the LOC through the Environmental Health and Safety Division. ERP was not included in that conversation. So when I was going through to make sure the transition was going through, I noticed that there was no fine fee schedule incorporated into the new law. So in order to get it incorporated into the law, so there's an enforcement mechanism for the January 1st of 2018, we proposed putting in it as emergency and then going back through and doing that community outreach and making sure that we have all the players at the table and that we fully noticed and contacted the community.
Okay. I understand a little bit better about what occurred, but I want to understand the legal aspects. So maybe Kelly can answer my question, which is in absence of this, in absence of the fines, penalties, and fee schedule, because on the surface of it, this actual schedule itself, to me, doesn't constitute an emergency. I understand the rationale behind why you're saying that it is. But what happens if we don't approve it today?
If you don't approve it today, one of the big concerns is that the licensing mechanism is gone until this is approved. In terms of licensing, I'm not sure what's going to happen. We don't collect licensing on behalf of the county. The county may have a licensing program. They may not. They may actually delegate that function to individual municipalities. In terms of state criminal law, there certainly are state criminal laws that would apply to certain very dangerous animal situations, but not some of the low-level situations that we deal with on a more frequent basis.
Any more questions or comments? David?
I'm going to make a motion to adopt the domestic animal rules, number 1, emergency rule, licensing fee, fines, and penalties.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstentions? Motion carries with one opposition. Lisa?
I'm going to make a for the record comment. I just want to state that I completely understand why you're asking for us to do an emergency adoption here for the fee and the fine schedule and the licensing schedule. I understand that. However, I don't feel like lack of planning on somebody else's part constitutes an emergency action on our part, especially because we've been very clear about the limited use of emergency rule and the licensing fees, fines, and penalties on the surface of themselves, to me, doesn't constitute an emergency because any kind of things that becomes a hazard to the community can still be addressed by the police department if it's necessary, or by environmental or whatever, because there's other rules that can suffice for that point. So I'm not comfortable with it, and I want that message to be carried back that the planning part has to be done. And we've been running into this problem with all of the rulemaking, including, you know, one in our office that we needed an extension for twice. So I get it. I get that we're still trying to work through these quirks that are a result of our new rules. At the same time, though, I don't feel like it's appropriate for us to do these from an emergency perspective when there could have been planning done ahead of time and the hearing could have been done and all of those necessary steps that needed to be done in order for this to be approved according to our normal process. So I need to state that. Herb's, thank you.
Herb did that as well. The first thing went through with the motion failed.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, Jennifer?
I just wanted to add that the LRO certainly shares in some of that blame because we failed to help them and assist them the way we could have. In addition to that, I wanted to note that the LRO is planning to have discussions with the LOC in the next couple of weeks to review rulemaking and how it's going and whether or not it's going well and how what we can do to make it better.
Thank you.
All right, next on our agenda, we have the Finance Committee. Approve the December 18th, 2017 Finance Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have the Quality of Life meeting minutes to be approved or accepted. October 12th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any more discussion on the quality of life minutes?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We had four or five minutes.
Changes every time. Okay.
Same every time.
I guess I'm just going to ask for clarification because there's all kinds of little organizations going on. This one I became aware of about 5 years ago when it was non-functional, and then all of a sudden it became meetings started up, but there was not really, I don't feel, a specific purpose or focus or direction in anything. It was just issues. They got talked about. Nothing came back with a permanent plan, a plan to implement the plan or to monitor the plan. So it's just kind of this committee that's out there talking about different issues, including wellness. And so I'm looking for, in here there's a community health assessment by Eric Krawcheck, and then there's also the Fitbit proposal by Tina Jurgensen. So what it looks like to me is that there are several entities that all have the mindset, I believe, of the same thing, but they're not all working together and doesn't have one specific focus or purpose. We called the business committee, the chair called a state of emergency, but I didn't see where these people who are employed by the tribe or who have direct input into those areas about the health were involved in the discussion, including the tribal action plan that I don't know who's on and what their focus and purpose is. So it looks like there's all kinds of little pieces out there, but it's not all coming together with one specific purpose, one plan, how you're going to monitor and implement the plan. So that's what my comment is about the quality of life. You know, you just keep having meetings and reports and different strategies and all kinds of assessments, but to me, it doesn't all seem like it fits together for one purpose. So that's what I wanted to say about that.
All right. Thank you. Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nancy, I do want to let you know that there is a charter that's been approved and adopted for quality life, and I'll just read the purpose so that, because you've asked publicly, I'll state it publicly. The Quality of Life Committee is a standing committee of the Oneida Business Committee that will have oversight responsibility of the following areas of the tribe: language and culture, health, human services, and public safety. This oversight responsibility also extends to the board, committee, or commissions related to each of these specific areas. The responsibility and rules include quality of life being responsible for making policy recommendations to the business committee for the areas that they oversee, to work with the Wellness Council to develop recommendations for the business committee to consider, and to hold monthly meetings with all of the general goals or directions that the business committee has set out to be reviewed, and to define structure, purpose, and duties of the Quality of Life Committee, and so forth. So there is a purpose, there is a process, and they do have specific things that they overlook, and it is to do exactly what you're saying isn't happening, which is to bring all those areas together, to have them work strategically in order to make sure that we're moving in the same direction from a health, safety, and welfare perspective. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the explanation, Lisa. I'll go ahead and vote on the meeting minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose, abstentions, motion carries. Next on our agenda is to approve recommendations to appoint Christine Jorgensen, Shirley Barber to the Anajon Resident Center Care Community Board.
So moved. Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And I believe this next one we're waiting till we have to discuss it further in executive session. So that one will wait till after. New business, approve the 2017 special election results report.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on our agenda is to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Wisconsin Public Service file number 2017-1234.
Good morning.
Good morning. Excuse me, this is Jackie Boyle. This is a CapEx project right here at Norbert Hill Center, and it involves upgrading the electrical service to the current code. What is required by WPS is some of the equipment is owned by them that comes into the building, and they will need to modify that and shut the service off on the equipment they provide. It's a routine when we do these services for upgrades. We won't be doing it, of course, when it's 30 below zero. This is a project for when the weather is much better. We're just getting everything together.
Lisa?
I'm glad you stated that, because I do have one concern. And in the letter that's provided to us in the packet, dated September 29th, it indicates that the amount is good for 60 days. And so I just wanted to make sure that we're understanding what that looks like. And I guess if it's significantly higher, then I think we'd want an update on that prior to it being done, at least an update so we know, because we're being asked to approve a certain amount today. But that may change.
Definitely, we would have to do an amendment to the contract for the amount and bring that through the process. Some of these items are standard language for so many days of approval, quotes are. We started this in the fall and ran into some obstacles with the door not being to the new code requirements. So what we would need to do is get agreements with the vendors that those prices are still valid once we can pick the date and have these all approved.
Joanne, do you have some?
The
This
matter is in front of the business committee to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. We neglected to include the four questions regarding sovereign immunity issues that the business committee typically wants the information regarding. There is the vendor does not negotiate the sovereign immunity. They are a large single vendor in this area, and we don't have the spending power in the tribe to change that particular negotiated sovereign immunity issue. There are no opportunities to obtain three bids. WPS is the sole provider in the area, so there's no other vendor or cost of going to any other vendor that are available. They're a sole source.
Questions or comments from the committee?
I have a question. Is it possible that there are certain vendors like WPS, maybe this is for John, that we could get this approved once in during the year, and then when it applies, we would not need to get on the BC meeting agenda?
It is possible. You could work through Patrick Stensloff in purchasing. We have developed master contracts that come before the business committee. That approval is limited to an annual basis for that particular vendor. I don't know if this business committee will entertain that type of an action, but we have done it in the past with at least three different vendors, office supplies, and computers. And basically, it authorizes a limited waiver of sovereign immunity to the master contract, and all of the subcontract or all the contracts underneath that are essentially just invoices for work. And the work is limited to what's inside of that master approval with that single vendor. So I would make that request to Patrick Stensloff to begin and assist you in developing that if they come up on a regular basis.
All right, somebody have a motion they would like to make to either approve of the limited waiver of sovereign immunity for WPS?
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa.
I'll make a motion to approve the Wisconsin Public Service request file number 20171234 for the limited waiver of sovereign immunity.
There's support?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have the approval of the Oneida Access Benefit Authorization Form with Wells Fargo. And Larry is the sponsor.
Larry, I just had one question. The certificate for the authorized signer certification that we have in front of us, it has the effective date, the name of the employer, the plan name, and the account numbers. But what it doesn't have is the names filled out for who the authorized signers are going to be. So that's not included in the request, and I didn't know if that was just an oversight or if they were purposefully left blank or if there should be somebody that we should be approving in there as well.
It's effectively two officers. So the form will be submitted upon adoption of this particular action.
Okay, so then you'll just route it.
That's correct. To,
okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman.
Lisa.
I'll make a motion to approve the request for the Oneida Police Department pension plan with Wells Fargo, the forms for to be completed.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Joanne?
No, he'll route them. That's what I asked.
I just have one clarification.
You have two names.
David?
On the authorization citing signature, it says employer on the second line. The first one says Oneida Nation, but the second one says Oneida Tribe of Indians Excess. benefit plan or payment plan?
Yeah.
Can that be switched to Oneida Nation, or is it already set that way?
No, it can be changed.
Okay. That's the only one I, like, I would want to fix is that part.
Thanks, David.
Yep.
Joanne?
The form requires that authorized signatories be approved by the business committee by resolution. After taking action on your motion, I would request that this item be deferred so that we can develop that resolution and get that to you today for adoption. The secretary and the treasurer are the two officers that will be the authorized signatories traditionally.
Okay, so we can make this, we could approve this first motion, make subsequent motion to defer. No, you would want us to defer before?
You can approve the form,
right.
But and then defer the remainder of the item until later the agenda.
Gotcha.
Any more questions or discussion on the topic? Motion would be in order at this point.
I did make a motion already to approve the form.
Okay.
Yep, correct?
David second. Okay. We'll vote on the motion to approve the form. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mm-hmm. Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I also make a motion to defer the remainder of this item to the end of the meeting so that we can receive the resolution from Chief Counsel and the Chief Financial Officer.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, next up, item D, we have the approval of the procedural exception to hire up to 3 kitchen staff. Lisa?
Joanne, I have a procedural question on this one. Since the business committee already delegated this responsibility to HRD and this has been properly noticed, could we take this action? But it would need a two-thirds requirement, or is it just a straight requirement? Majority.
And under the rules, because you've adopted a resolution and because there's notice on the agenda, it is a simple majority vote if you choose to take action to allow an exception to the resolution authorizing this.
Thank you.
And you would have to specifically identify the resolution delegating authority in order for consistency.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa.
I have a couple more questions for the requesters. So I know Jenny, that Daniel's not here today, but hopefully you can answer the question. So I just wanted to know who the board members were, and I want to know how they worked with HRD and or the org specialists to complete the work on their workforce level assessments and how far they are with their SWP for their area to be completed. Because we have already delegated this authority to HRD and we're asking for these things, they're not the only area that is having problems.
I know.
In fact, you know, I just got a plea again from printing yesterday about we have to be able to stuff these envelopes and get them out on time in order to meet deadlines. Mm-hmm. So they're not the only ones, and everything affects every area differently. So I guess I'm looking for the answer for those two questions, because right now I'm not in favor of supporting an exception. What I'm in favor of, though, is allowing us to continue the work that we already said we were going to do with HRD to remodify how we were going to do the limits and do it by division that we had discussed. And we talked about that, getting that done for the next, you know, the first meeting in December or in January for the business committee. And if that's on track, then I guess I would ask for us to continue to be patient and work out that through the process that way. But I'll defer to you with the questions that I already raised.
Well, Debbie probably knows who's on the board, and we have asked for their, if they have reached out to the cafeteria here, the cafeteria at the Turtle School, to see if there were employees who were willing to help over there, because it's now affecting the Meals on Wheels. So it's now affecting our elders.
Okay.
So it's critical, and I know everybody's got critical positions mm-hmm. that need to be filled.
Debbie?
This did not come to the division. This came directly from the nutrition board to the committee members. So the only information that we have, there has been no impact to any of the senior Meals on Wheels. There has been no impact. They are 3 positions short. However, they are backfilling those positions with agency staff right now so that there is no change in the staffing levels right now. So, yes, we've had some overtime, but not overly excessive than what we normally have. So, you know, I would ask that it get deferred back to the division so that we can reassess, is there additional need for agency? Because when I went back and checked all of the information, there has been no delay in any of the meals. There has been no delay in any of the home-delivered meals. And they are staying on track with everything that they need to. And there has been no impact to even the congregate meals
okay.
at this point.
Okay. And we didn't know that.
So I just ask if it could be deferred back to us, and then we can, we're trying to do our best to backfill those vacancies and those voids where we need to with agency if we have to, but the other staff are given first opportunity that if they want to pick up overtime hours, we have that coverage to be able to afford to do that at this point. So.
Okay. I'll make a motion then to defer this back to the division.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you, Debbie.
Next up, we have to post one vacancy for the Oneida Land Commission with the term ending date of 8/31/2018.
So move.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. David. Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up on the agenda, we have the travel reports. We have approved travel report for Councilman Kirby Metoxin, the 2017 Carlisle Repatriation Roundtable in Shakopee, Minnesota, November 20th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Motion is made and seconded. Any discussion? Lisa?
I would just like it noted that the business committee has already started the conversation regarding this, and we're addressing the item on our BC work session agendas so that there's just notice that we are working on it, and we will be going through our process to complete the request.
Kirby?
Yeah, just for the record, I've contacted the lady from the Shakopee. They have a recommendation, and we have a letter sent to the Trust Enrollment Department to distribute and do some research on the six names that we know are Oneidas children that are buried there. And so they're doing their research now.
Thank you. Any more discussion on the topic? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Abstain.
With one abstention, Kirby. Next item under this section is to enter the e-poll results into the record in accordance with the Oneida Business Committee standard operating procedure entitled Conducting Electronic Voting. That is to enter into the record the approved travel requests for myself representation in the Thames for the passing of Bob Antone, December 10th through 13th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, we have the General Tribal Council section. Petitioner Edward Delgado, the trust land distribution. On the agenda, it says the legal to accept the legal analysis, but it's not submitted.
Is this regarding the Delgado petition?
Correct.
As per the petitioner, there has been no action taken regarding the legal analysis on this petition. He has requested this delay because he's still in consideration of withdrawing his petition. So I'm honoring his request, and no action will be taken regarding legal analysis on this petition until he brings it forward again or until he identifies that he wishes to bring it to the General Tribal Council. I haven't received any notice that he's withdrawn the petition at this point.
Neither have we.
Mr. Chair.
Ernie?
Just to clarify, too, the most recent communication with Mr. Delgado is he's in communication with the with land management, and he's awaiting a timeline and a plan regarding that petition. A solid date is all he wants. When that's implemented, that budget is implemented, he will pull his petition. He just wants to see a timeline. So once it happens, so my understanding is that we're just kind of holding off on all the analyses until that is, but that's pretty much going to happen. He just wants to see a timeline. So he's in contact with land management.
Jennifer?
So the requester has the petitioner has requested a delay? Okay.
So.
And also, just to note, because I think there's that this petition came in before the 120-day requirement.
This is not subject to the 120-day rule.
That requirement.
Okay, Brad Graham, you got 5 minutes.
Oh, I ain't gonna need 5 minutes. What I'd like to know is how come the public packet and the tribal member packet are both the same? I would like a tribal member packet, please. If somebody could go get me one. You want to look at this, Lisa? They're both the same.
Okay, I'll
so
take
there was wasted paper here.
Okay, I'll take a look at it when we're done here.
I mean, I appreciate it, because if you're going to have a tribal member packet, it should be for tribal member stuff.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Brad, for your comments. Somebody have a requested motion for the petitioners?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to accept the verbal update regarding the legal analysis from Chief Counsel.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up under GTC, we have the petitioner Frank Vandehei, modify or eliminate EPOL. It is to accept the legal analysis, which, according to the packet, isn't submitted.
The legal analysis for the EPOL has not been completed yet. This is the last petition that was submitted prior to the 120-day rule. And as a result, it's been appropriately prioritized, and I'm just now getting to it, bringing it back to the table to finish that. I anticipate within 30 days I should have this legal opinion concluded and an advance copy submitted to the finance department so they can begin their financial review of the document.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to accept the verbal update from Chief Counsel regarding the Vandehei petition. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Okay, Nancy, you have 5 minutes.
Okay, this is the first time I've seen this kind of action go on with General Tribal Council petitions where they're, the petitioner is putting terms out there that, you know, they're agreeing to delay it or they want more information. So I think note needs to be taken. When the business committee or when the GTC meeting law and regarding all of these petitions, that there has to be a process because, you know, nowhere did it say Ed came back in writing and said that he wants to delay his petition until something else happens. What I'm saying is, in the past, the petitioners have not been altogether happy with the amount of time that it's taken until the 120-day GTC action now happened. But there's issues with every single petition. And so the issue that I want to get at is Frank Vandehei approached me and asked me where his petition is. I said, I don't know. You need to go up on the hill and find out from the secretary's office. And so also included in all of that is, I think, you know, this is my personal opinion, that each petitioner should have the opportunity to meet with the business committee first in order to find out if there's a resolve before we get there or if there isn't something already in place that, you know, they're agreeable to. So I understand the amount of time because of the 120-day, but there are things happening now with Ed's petition where he's agreeing to something that's out of the ordinary, and then also the lapse in time. The communication with the business committee and the petitioner, I think, is important. It's crucial. They need to know, where do I stand? Where is my petition? If it's taking so long, an explanation of why it's taking so long. You know, I don't think it'll happen anymore after Frank's because of the 120-day. But I think it's important that communication between the business committee and the petitioner happens so that they know they're not hanging out there wondering, where's my petition, when's it going to come forward, and then also the business committee meeting with the petitioner ahead of time to see if there's any way that they can work it out before it goes to GTC, because hopefully it won't be a standalone. Hopefully that's not the only issue on the agenda because of the cost. So that's all.
Thank you, Nancy. Jenny?
From what I remember on the Frank Vandehye petition, somebody did reach out to him, and I believe Daniel was in contact with him. And I believe Daniel's asked him twice now if he wanted to continue with his petition. And the last we got from Daniel is that he wanted to move forward with it.
Kathy, you got 5 minutes.
Thank you. Where's the backup documentation to show that Daniel even did that? Is it in the packet? I don't have a packet.
He verbally told us.
I can't hear you.
He verbally told us? I don't remember if it was at one.
Yeah. I've always had to do everything in written form.
One of these meetings?
I've always been forced and made and whatever to do everything in written form. Formally, that's my understanding of how you operate.
We can probably,
I mean, anybody
ask
can
Daniel.
Lie and say they did something. Anybody.
Oh, we could probably,
you know,
ask
so
Daniel.
Where's the backup documentation to show that that actually took place?
I'm saying we can probably ask Daniel to submit something in writing.
And well, that's what Nancy's saying, is that some type of formality needs to be brought when there's delays like this, it needs
certified
to. That's
dates,
what Nancy,
you know,
was just
stuff
saying.
Like that.
Yeah, that's what Nancy was just saying.
Well, now I'm asking, where is it? There is none. That's what I'm hearing, and I guess, but it's not being specifically stated.
Sure, we do have it on record because he did make the, he did provide the verbal update to us in the business committee meeting. I believe it was 2 meetings ago. I don't recall the specific date off the top of my head, but we do have it recorded.
Included in Frank Vandehye's?
Sure, because it was a public recording.
Can I finish, please? Does sure. that include Frank Vandehye's written documentation in response to everything also?
I do not know if that does or not.
You're not aware of that? Well, who would that take place with?
The information was provided here at a BC meeting.
This is a first for me.
Okay.
In 30 years. This is a first.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Do we have a motion on the table?
Yep.
Joanne?
This is actually a process that has been followed for some time. Madeline Gensko has had some petitions that she submitted after speaking with the business committee. She's either withdrawn or attempted to amend them. I know that Carol Liggins attempted to amend one of her petitions after speaking with the business committee. Ed Delgado submitted and withdrew a petition after the analysis was completed. Cheryl Benton has done the same. So it is something that has occurred on a regular basis. The informal request to hold analysis or hold submission to a general tribal council was obviously more frequent prior to the 120-day rules, and it has been recognized either formally or informally by the business committee and the secretary's office, and certainly by me. When Ed comes up and asks me to please delay any analysis on his petition because he believes there's a resolve in place, I'm going to honor that request, and I did inform the business committee of that. I don't require him to put anything in writing. I'm simply notifying you guys. I think that there is some validity to making the request and putting it in writing, and that is something that the business committee as well as the legislative operating committee is looking at. The LOC specifically, when it's holding its community meetings and community discussions regarding general tribal council processes and protocols. So I think that those types of comments and suggestions could be forwarded to the Legislative Operating Committee as sort of here's some additional comments for the record into developing those rules. And perhaps the Business Committee Support Office can look at that when developing an SOP in an interim or a long-term basis regarding this process that would be approved by the business committee that would incorporate those actions. It's a formality that is generally not necessary, but you know it helps keep a record in place, and I will certainly attempt to do so in the future.
All right, thank you, Joanne. All right, no further questions or comments on the topic. We'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next on our agenda is to approve the inclement weather date and time for the January 16, 2018 special GTC meeting. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And at the previous business committee meeting on the 14th, there was a request made when I brought forward the information regarding the special GTC meeting for January 16th to also include an inclement weather date for this petition. Since the original meeting date is going to be in the month of January and we're prone to have some weather events take place. So I went back and the team pulled together, worked with the Radisson, and so before you are five potential alternative dates. February 26th, March 1st, 4th, 18th, and 27th are all the potential inclement weather dates that can be done for this petition at the Radisson.
So you have five dates before you to select as the backup for inclement weather. David?
I'll make a motion to pick Monday, February 26th, 2018.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded to approve Monday, February 26, 2018 as the inclement weather date. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And I believe that concludes our open section of the meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session at 9:33. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, thank you. Please excuse everybody from the room.
Motion to come out of executive session at 6:44.
Is there a second? Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Executive session action items. We have the Chief Counsel report. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to accept the Chief Counsel report dated December 27, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. No discussion on executive session. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, Lisa? Subsequent motion to accept Chief Counsel recommendation in the secondary report dated December 27, 2017.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is to accept the Intergovernmental Affairs and Communications Report.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The third item is to accept the Chief Financial Officer Report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. And the next item under Chief CFO report is to approve a limited waiver sovereign immunity, Sovereign Investment Advisors LLC agreement file 2017-1189.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number four under reports is accept the gaming general manager report.
Motion to accept.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Under standing items, we have the Oneida Golf Enterprise Ladies Professional Golf Association.
Make a motion to accept the update as information.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair.
Lisa.
Subsequent motion to defer the requested Ladies Professional Golf Association contribution discussion to the Business Committee regular meeting for January
10th,
2018.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Under unfinished business, we have approved three actions regarding Direct Report 09.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to accept the identified maximum negotiated wage.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Subsequent motion.
Lisa.
Make a motion to assign Chairman Hill to complete the negotiation and not to exceed the identified maximum wage.
Is there a second? Second by Jenny. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Subsequent motion.
Lisa.
I'll make a motion to approve the reorganization form and title reassignment paperwork.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item under unfinished business, accept the follow-up or closeout report regarding complaint 2017-DR11-01.
Chairman, defer to follow up the closeout report regarding complaint number 2017-DR11-01 for 30 days.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to defer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is to discuss the implementation of Oneida Business Committee Resolution 8917D regarding transition of language department and determine next steps.
Mr. Chairman,
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to accept the update as information.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent motion.
Lisa.
Subsequent motion to direct the Oneida Nation School Board liaison to work with the Oneida Nation School Board on the identified human resources issues.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. On to item four under unfinished business. Approve Oneida Business Committee SOP entitled Employee Incentive. That was a deferral.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair.
Jenny.
Defer that to January 10th.
Seconded by
David.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. On to a new business, D1, determine next steps regarding Oneida Business Committee Resolution 12716B, agreement with Wisconsin Department of Transportation and for corridor study of Mason Street 54.
So moved.
Well, that was a deferral.
That was a request to defer.
Request to defer. Second? David made the motion. Jenny seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is to review concern 2017CC-15 and determine next steps.
Mr.
Mr. Chair.
Jenny.
I make a motion to defer the request to the chairman's office to provide a recommendation for the January 10th BC meeting.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Our next item is to discuss the Southeastern Oneida Tribal Services Advisory Board assessment and determine next steps.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to move this item to the open session.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Follow-up motion, please.
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to approve the recommendation to appoint Kim Reyes to the Southeastern Oneida Tribal Services Advisory Board.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Subsequent motion, Mr.
Lisa?
Chairman. I'm going to also make a motion for the liaison to continue work on the CIOTS board assessment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion
Abstain.
Carries. With one abstention, Kirby. Number four is to review applicants for the Oneida Gaming Commission for a vacant term ending in August 31st, 2022.
Mr. Chairman?
Lisa?
I'll make a motion to defer the review of the applicants to the Oneida Gaming Commission for the vacant term ending August 31st, 2022 to the January 10th, 2018 Business Committee agenda.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, David. All those are motion passes.
Subsequent motion, Mr. Chair.
Lisa?
I'd also like to make a motion to direct the tribal secretary to contact the identified applicants to attend that meeting.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, David. Motion carries. The next item is to adopt resolution entitled regarding petition of pardon of LaDonna Parker.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Was there, that's it for the items? Mm-hmm. All right, a motion to.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, the Wells Fargo.
Yes. Thank you, Heather.
There was an additional resolution titled BC Resolution Authorizing Treasurer and Secretary to Act Regarding the Oneida Nation Access Benefit Payment Plan and the Oneida Nation Public Safety Officers Pension Plan on behalf of Oneida Nation.
Mr. Chairman.
Lisa.
I'll note that this resolution correlates with item under New Business C. And then I'll also make it a motion to adopt the BC resolution entitled Authorizing Treasurer and Secretary to Act Regarding the Oneida Nation Excess Benefit Payment Plan and the Oneida Nation Public Safety Officer Pension Plan on behalf of the Oneida Nation.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn at 6:54.
At 6:54, is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Nobody? Nobody?
Oppose.
Abstentions? Motion carries.
Abstain.